Okay.
Okay. We'll convene this emergency session of the Sublette Board of County Commissioners. All commissioners are present, and Clerk Langford is also present. Is there anybody present from the media?
Mr. Chairman, I invited the media, the other folks that were on the email, to join me if they wanted to in the courthouse, and I don't no one is here. So we've just recorded just to let everybody know what's gone on today. We decided on an emergency meeting. I noticed the newspaper about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Our requirement on an emergency meeting is we have none. We have no requirement to notice them, but we can give reasonable notice. But when you have an emergency meeting, you have to turn around within 48 hours and have a special meeting to ratify what the action that you've taken in your emergency meeting. So,
okay.
The notice went at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The press has been notified. What I have ready for you tonight is I have the same old fire ban resolution that we've adopted last year and the year before to go into effect at 12:01 in the morning, so in a few hours. And it's, you know, the same partial fire ban that we've adopted many, many times in Sublette County.
Right. Very good. Okay. Thank you, Mary. Appreciate it. The meeting has come to order, and we have a resolution to adopt a fire ban in Sublette County. The resolution will be ratified and adopted within 48 hours. The clock starts at 8 o'clock tonight.
The clock starts at midnight tonight for the ban.
Our 48 hours?
Oh, yeah. Our 48 hours starts at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Correct, sir.
It starts at 8 o'clock. So within 48 hours, we'll need to ratify this action. So we have a fire ban on the table, and what we'll need is just a motion to accept it in a second. This is Tom, so move. Joel, second. Has been moved and seconded that we enact a countywide fire ban for Sublette County beginning at 12:01 tomorrow morning. That's the 20th.
That's right.
September 20th. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. So now, Mary, let's discuss what we need to do for our meeting to ratify the resolution.
So, Mr. Chairman, what I would suggest at this point is that we, if all of the commissioners would authorize me to stamp this resolution so I can get it recorded and issue it to the public so that they can start enforcing it, that might make sense. And then what we would need to do is, again, we could have another conference call possibly Friday morning. You guys talk about what would be convenient as far as when you want to have the conference call just to ratify the resolution. And
give this, Mary, before you go any further, and I guess we probably should have had Matt on this call with us just in case, but is there any reason why we cannot ratify that resolution now?
We don't have notice is the problem.
I got you. So you've got to give notice to the...
I got to give 8 hours notice to the press because we go to a special meeting then. A special meeting requires 8 hours notice.
Okay. Someone joined us. Who's here?
This is Holly Dabb.
Hi, Holly.
Hey.
Okay, so that's good then. Let's proceed in that direction then, Mary. We will, what works best for you gentlemen on Fridays? Friday, it'll definitely have to be by phone for me.
Well, Andy, this is David. I'll have to be by phone on Friday.
as well, but I don't have any time restraints as long as I can do it by phone.
Okay. All right. Andy, this is Joel. I need to do it early Friday morning or middle of the afternoon. I can do it on the road on the way home from Cheyenne, I guess, but...
Okay.
But how early
is there?
Oh, I think 8 o'clock would work for me, or 7:30 or whatever.
That would work for me. 8 o'clock Friday morning would work for me if that works for everybody else.
That's fine with me. 5 minutes.
That works for me also.
Works for me as well.
All right. That sounds
so, Mr. Chairman, you want to do it all by conference call then?
Yes, please. If you will
send the
conference call up one more time and let the media know, they can join the conference call if they're so inclined. All we're going to do is ratify the action that we took this evening, Holly. And this evening our action was to put in place a countywide fire ban effective 12:01 tomorrow morning, the 20th.
I will get that in the paper.
So, Holly, I'm able to email you the resolution. It won't have the signatures on it because it needs to be recorded, and that won't be till tomorrow. But I can send you that resolution without the signatures if that'll help you.
Yeah, I'm writing tonight. I'm busting tail end up in Cody trying to get things done before I meet with the governor tomorrow. So.
Okay.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Then we will adjourn this meeting now, and then we will reconvene to ratify the action taken Friday morning at 8 a.m. via phone.
Sounds good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mary, can we stay on just a second?
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.